Allah Ar-Rahman.
In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful, the Commander of the Faithful, Ali, peace be upon him, belongs to entire mankind. He doesn't belong only to the Shias, neither even to the Muslims alone. The entire mankind, in fact, regarding the entire mankind is humble towards the magnificence and virtues of Imam Ali, unless they don't have knowledge of him or they haven't seen him. Hence, we see that the eulogizers of Imam Ali, the praisers of Imam Ali, are not only the Muslims, the Christians as well. They praise Imam Ali. It is not only the Shias who praise him, the Sunnis too, across the Islamic world, laud him and mention his name in a different language, showing their enchantment with him compared to other luminaries and prestigious figures of the early days of Islam. What is the reason? It is the magnificence of Imam Ali, the magnificence which was obvious during throughout his life and even several centuries after his martyrdom. Many people during his life and several centuries after his martyrdom tried to eclipse his personality. It is not possible to cover the sunshine. It is sun. It shines. It just gives warmth and light. It is not possible to cover it. The features and virtues, characteristics and virtues of Imam Ali, the glory of Imam Ali, is very different. What is this glory? What are its dimensions? This is one of the topics. That no non-immaculate human being can claim to have known all those aspects. It is just like an ocean. When there is wave, there is wave. When there is a storm, when there is water, when there are strange animals in the ocean, we can see some of them. How about the depth of the ocean? The depth of the ocean can be ascertained only when one can reach that depth. The profoundness or depths of the characteristics of Imam Ali and personality of Imam Ali, which is like an ocean, can be only ascertained by those who, just like Imam Ali, are connected or were connected with the world of with the source of revelation. Others have not been able to realize those dimensions and will not be able to realize those dimensions. What we see are the signs only. Even all of us cannot really understand these aspects. The profound wisdom in Nahjul Balagha, in Imam Ali's sayings, are not understood by all of us. The greatest scholars, the men of wisdom and profound knowledge, are the ones who can understand those statements and remarks. Well, what we see in Imam Ali's personality are his courage, his worship, his magnanimity, his commitment to forbidding evil and commanding good, his holy struggle, jihad, his self-sacrifice, his commitment to time, his anthropology, his mercy, his lenience, and his kindness to the weak, his recklessness towards the bullying figures and rebels and dictators, his emphasis on justice, spreading justice among the people, his hostility to oppression and iniquity. We have seen all these aspects. These are only the appearances of this deep, profound ocean. Just see, these superficial aspects are so complicated, astonishing, and beautiful. Can you find any other person with these features and characteristics, with all these positive attributes? The commander of the faithful is such a personality. And this is not what the Shia say. These are what are among the established facts of the history. The enemy of the commander of the faithful has confessed through all these aspects. In a session headed by Muawiyah, a participant said something about the commander of the faithful in order to appease Muawiyah. Then he became angry and protested him and made a statement in praise of Imam Ali. Among the friends of Imam Ali, after his martyrdom, who used to be in touch with Muawiyah at court, they would ask them, "Talk to me about Imam Ali." And according to traditions, Muawiyah used to weep after hearing those statements. So this is very strange, astonishing. While the animosity of Muawiyah against Imam Ali is something, is not a hidden fact. We know, all we know this. One of the descendants of Abdullah Zubair, one of his grandsons. You know that Zubair family was in a very bad time with Imam Ali. Ask his father, what is the reason that the magnanimity or the magnificence of the family of the Holy Prophet increases every day? He said, yes, it is true that his enemies of Imam Ali tried to just hide his virtues, but he is just like a genuine gold, which shows himself from through all these, trash that the enemies tried to put on him. And whatever the enemies tried to create against him, it was just like a marshland that stung and disturbed others. This is what the enemies say about Imam Ali. Now, the books on Imam Ali, whether written by Sunnis or Shias, are full of virtues of Imam Ali. So, Imam Ali bin Abi Talib, peace be upon him, during all stages of his life, was an epitome for all of us. The children, adolescents, and youth from age of 9, 10 to 14 can consider him as a role model. Why? Because at the age of 10 or 11, he was the first one to embrace Islam and to know Islam, and then to follow Prophet Muhammad. It is very important, you know, a 10-year-old child realizes the truth from amongst those hostilities and rejections, and then remains committed to that, and then spares no effort for Islam. The youth, 20, 22, 25 years of age, can also consider Imam Ali as a role model for themselves. Why? Because he was the one who, at the age of 23, when Prophet Muhammad, during those days, was migrating from Mecca to Medina, shouldered the greatest load or burden of this migration. The dearest figures of Prophet household were given to him, the custodianship was given to him, the ladies, and he was in charge of bringing them from Mecca to Medina. In fact, Prophet Muhammad appointed him as a vice regent in Mecca in order to return the trust of the people, to repay the debts of Prophet Muhammad, to collect his credits, and then join him in Medina or Medine. And during the night time, when the enemies had to attack the house of Prophet Muhammad and just cut him into pieces, it was Imam Ali who announced his readiness to sleep on his bed instead of Prophet Muhammad and expose himself to this threat and danger. This is the magnanimity, this is the magnificence of this personality. He is a role model. He's an epitome. After the formation of a government in Medina by Prophet Muhammad, Imam Ali became the first lieutenant of Prophet Muhammad during all those 10 years, from 23 to the age of 33. Wherever Prophet Muhammad had a problem, Ali bin Abi Talib, peace be upon him, was the first person to stand on the side of Prophet Muhammad in order to defend the truth of Prophet Muhammad in the wars, battles. He was the standard bearer of war in solving complicated problems of the war. It was his sword that solved the problems. Wherever all withdrew, he was the one to take the charge and sacrifice. He didn't want anything for himself. All in all, he was at the service of Islam in the way of Allah and in the service of Prophet Muhammad. When the Holy Prophet passed away, Imam Ali considered the right to caliphate or succession to Prophet his own. He took the measure, he spoke, he called the people, and then when he realized that it was impossible, and when he realized that the community of the Muslims will be disunited if he enters the scene and continues the call to his leadership, and it will lead to disintegration, he withdrew. فَصَبَرْتُ وَفِي الْعِينِ قَدَى وَفِي الْحَلْقِ شَجَى. He withdrew for 25 years. It was because of the unity of the Islamic Ummah and solidarity of the Islamic community and establishment of the Islamic government. He forwent his right, which he considered as an established right. He didn't say anything. Is it a joke? Is it easy? These are what make a human being. A role model and catapult him at the peak of the creation, summit of the peak and peak of the creation, turning him into a sun throughout the history, a bright sun which doesn't have any sunset. And then at old age, after 25 years of, let's say, seclusion, Imam Ali was about 57. The people rushed to him, begged him, and said, "You have to accept the leadership. We are not giving up." And then the commander of the faithful didn't want to accept the leadership. And then he realized that people from across the Islamic world have come to him from Egypt, Misr, from Iraq, from Medina. The helpers, the migrants, all, and Muslims from different walks of life, went to him saying, "There is no one else except you to lead this community." Then he accepted leadership. From the moment he shouldered the responsibility of the leadership up to the moment that his head was struck by a sword, not an hour or a day, he gave up the fulfillment of the demands for which Islam was established for. There was no formality, there was no negligence, no fear, no weakness. Nothing could prevent him from materialization of the truth. ويقوم الناس بالقسط. The prophets had been dispatched in order to realize justice, to establish justice. They have come in order to help the people get proximate to God. They have come for the execution of the divine law and rules and regulations. And Imam Ali's mission in his succession to Prophet Muhammad and his caliphate is the same thing, and therefore he didn't withdraw a moment in this path. He never showed laziness in this mission. His former colleagues gave up. Those who had some expectations were annoyed. They even rose against him. There was uprising against him in order to overthrow him. They waged wars against him. Those who until yesterday used to praise him, once coming across the justice he wanted to administer, became his number one enemy. But the commander of the faithful, لا تأخذه في الله لومة لائم, the blame of the blamers, did not leave slightest impact on him. He went away steadfastly and fell martyr in this way. قُتْلَ فِي مِهْرَابِ عِبَادَتِهِ بِشِدَّةِ عَدْلِهِ. This is the personality of Imam Ali. These are the only superficial aspects that we see. These are the surfaces. So it is astonishing. Let's say this tableau is full of strange points, beauties, amazements. Well, we are called the Alawite, the Alawite Shias, Shia Alawi. The mere saying that Ali, and then do not follow his path, is useless. There were people at the time of his life who used to just confess that they were loyal to him or they loved him, but they violated his path. Imam Ali mercilessly opposed them. They committed sins. Imam Ali punished them. They spoke in an infidel manner. Imam Ali just fought them with his sword. Some of them, while coming across those glories and magnificence, when they came across such a great person, because we are small people, we would say he is God. We cannot believe that the all-knowing God can create such a great personality. Therefore, we commit a mistake during his time. The same mistake was committed by some people. They said he is God. Commander of the faithful ordered his lieutenants to kill them. He was embarrassed, saying that they are my sympathizers, but they are exaggerating about me. No, they have diverted from the path of monotheism. They have just given up the path to fight against infidelity. They haven't repented. Therefore, Imam Ali ordered his lieutenants to punish them according to Islam and kill them. If we think that merely praising Imam Ali by our tongue or loving him by heart, God and the Commander of the Faithful will forgive our sins, our black spots, and our wrongdoings, no, it is not the logic of Commander of the Faithful. It won't happen. The logic of Commander of the Faithful is wayfaring in the path of God, in the way of God. Shia is a person who follows Imam Ali, the Commander of the Faithful. Well, there may be some mistakes or sins or wrongdoings. That's another issue. Then they should repent. They should beseech God to forgive them. But merely pinning hopes on the attribution to Imam Ali and undermining offense in the way of God is not accepted in the logic of Imam Ali. Or underestimating offense is not accepted in the logic of Imam Ali. Imam Ali defends truth, justice, wayfaring in the way of God, and therefore he never forewent any violation from these for specific considerations. If we want to find a referent at this time, which is not a complete referent, is the establishment of the Islamic Republic of Iran. It means in opposition to oppression, wrong path, infidelity, suppressive, corruptive moves of the evil powers of the world, we have to stand against them. This is the path. The Islamic Republican system, its existence and identity, is opposition to oppression and suppression, opposition to discrimination. Well, today, who is ruling the world? See what atrocities are being committed by the great powers, by the power wielders in the world. What are they doing against humanity? I mean, the powers that are vested with force and wealth. And there is also, in the way of democracy and freedom, there is hypocrisy in the world through propaganda and through propagation. The United States today is the symbol of oppression against humanity. I mean the U.S. administration. The U.S. administration is oppressing the U.S. people, the American people today. The evil regime and the corrupt Zionist network today is the symbol of ethical corruption and degeneration of the human generations, misguidance, misleading. The powers that dominate the world today are oppressive and suppressive. This is why they are hostile to the Islamic Republic of Iran. The resistance of the Islamic Republic is the symbol of the justice-seeking of Imam Ali. What we, the Iranian nation, and particularly the officials, insist on is to get the system closer to this role model. Inside the country, we have to take the slogan of justice very seriously. The slogan of religiosity must be taken seriously. The path of Imam Ali must be taken seriously. And this is what can really help us to achieve the ideals and great aspirations of the Iranian nation. Our Imam, late Imam, in fact, emphasized on the characteristics of Imam Ali with regard to what was needed for the progress and development of the society. Imam Ali had some of the characteristics of the Imam Khomeini had some characteristics of Imam Ali, of course, with a great distance, because Imam Ali was at the peak. In the way of justice and truthfulness and righteousness, Imam never withdrew and never showed weakness. Imam Khomeini, as Imam Ali had recommended, لا تستوخشوا في طريق الهدى لقلة أهله, was never feared of being alone, being single in this path. He was right. Truth was with him, God was with him. He went ahead through a struggle, with struggles, and the Iranian nation and the Muslim nations supported him in their moves and in their hearts, and you witness what a great movement he created. This was the outcome of Imam's movement. Today, the officials of the country and the citizens, if they want the Iranian nation to get close or to reach the peak and the ideals and the aspirations, must continue this path with full courage, full awareness, full insight, with taking risks against the great powers and bullying powers of the world. They have to continue this path. Success lies in this resistance. The audience is chanting, Allahu Akbar, God is greater, Khamenei is the leader. The main enemies of the Iranian nation that is the Zionist regime and network, and the U.S. regime, particularly the current administration, they are the main enemies of the Iranian nation and the path of the Iranian nation. Every day, day by day, they are become more notorious in the world. And they are isolated in the eyes of the Muslim nations and non-Muslim nations. Today, the U.S. is one of the most hated countries in the world. Wherever there is an opinion poll, this is the outcome. And the Islamic Republican system, with the grace of the resistance of the Iranian nation, with the grace of the slogan of justice and philanthropy, that today is uttered by the officials, with the grace of these principles, the Iranian nation is dear in the eyes of the Muslim nations. Muslim nations, in fact, have approved of this path, and more or less, as they have been able, they have moved towards, they have moved in this path. Of course, the conditions of the nations are different when you look at the nations of the region, our region, and the Muslim countries. You see that all the nations, in one way or another, have approved of the path of the Iranian nation and the Islamic Republic, and they have spiritually supported this path, they have praised it, and have taken one step or some steps in this path. This is what the arrogant world is infuriated of. This is what infuriates the arrogant powers. All the Iranian citizens who consider the path to salvation, to success, to great aspirations of a nation, that is dignity, welfare, and national honors, cultural honors, lies in the fact that the Iranian nation should not fear the enemies, should identify this path, should recognize this path, and go ahead strongly and steadfastly. I hope that God the Almighty would grant success to the Iranian nation and all Muslim nations, and hope that the spirit of Imam Ali, the commander of the faithful, will be happy with the activities of the Iranian nation and the efforts of the youth. And God willing, we hope that the Imam of the time would pray for all of us. And God willing, the spirit of Imam Khomeini of the martyrs would be happy with all of us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.